Not walking up.
Will you stop with that thing?
Thank you. $300.
Fault.
So it's been 2 years, John. Has it been that long?
Didn't turn. Fuck. So? Oh wow, oops.
Let's take what's on them. You didn't give me your money this morning.
What money? Well, I don't want to put it in.
Well, what do you want to buy?
Some CDs.
How many?
The wrong size. Do you want an Apple constituency?
Conservative.
Hi!
From the Telegraph, they've got all the things, nearly a lot of them.
Yeah!
You little capitalist. Ow!
You socialist, get out of the house! Socialist, don't! Socialists out! Crummy! Poor! Common! Common! Cheapos! If people like me weren't on this world, then your shares are going on to nothing! You should be grateful, but you're not! This economy will be in ruin!
Stop! It is in ruin!
No, no, it's not that bad though. Not as bad as other countries. It is a world recession, not just Britain.
Who have you been talking to, Mr. Major?
I'm going to be PM, I am. A Conservative Party. I'm going to be. I've said politics to be like good thing. Do you think so?
I don't know, are you good at debating?
A bit like.
You might be alright then.
It's my nice white shirt, please.
Which one?
My one, that one.
They're all clean at the moment, so I've washed everything this morning.
You're on a pub crawl tonight.
You can't if you've got
them. I haven't got it.
How do you know?
Because Rhiannon hasn't got it.
Where are you going?
I feel fine.
You didn't say good yesterday. Where are you going? Look, don't drink all the milk again, please.
There's bloody loads.
Yes, well, there won't be by tomorrow morning.
The milk will come tomorrow morning.
Where
are you going? In the most disapproving voice I can put on. Simon. It's disgusting, don't you? Like Gerard was. Why don't you listen to your lesson show?
How come we actually had
She's going to her friend's party or something.
Oh dear, you're not invited.
I think they have to hate her. I wouldn't go if they invited me.
What do you want to wear for? You're not going out in your suit.
No, I'm not.
Oh, flipping egg, what's that?
Just my trousers and a white shirt. There you go, I've made half the effort, you made the other half.
No, I won't make half. I've done enough effort this morning, washing the
Oh yeah, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. Oh yes, yes, yes. Some of us have to go to school to work. Yes, yes, yes.
You've
left then, don't they?
No, you've left them then. What are you going to do for the next 2 weeks?
I don't know. Should be bothered, but I can't be bothered.
You better start.
I have started.
What's that?
I've started.
What's that?
A conversation thing.
Oh.
I've already started.
Have you?
What?
Nothing. Just asking, have you?
I haven't done much, but...
Next 2 weeks is a good idea, because you know to go during the day.
It's so boring, you just don't take any of it in because it's so boring.
Well, sure, you retain some of it.
You
it
don't.
Just jogs your memory.
Honestly, it's really, really, you cannot believe how boring it is. Mum, talk to me.
No, I don't talk to conservatives.
Don't you? So I've got so common, I don't want to talk to you. Then.
Yes, there we are then.
You say low.
Yes.
Just lower class one, don't we?
Hmm?
Lower.
Little capitalist.
What's wrong with that?
Leaving other people at other people's expense.
Hey?
Could be at other people's expense.
Do I care?
No, you won't care.
Really?
All you care about is number one.
Really?
Yes, I know that, Christopher. Like your dad there. Too much like him.
Only people like that get anywhere.
Yes, but you might
people
not be
like
liked
you
at the end of it.
In life.
Well, you might not be liked at the end of it.
Liked?
Hmm.
Who by?
Anybody. That you've trampled on along the way.
Yeah.
No, babe.
If I trampled on him, I wouldn't like him anyway.
Yeah, she can sometimes when it suits you.
No, just ask Rhiannon if I'm nice.
Rhiannon doesn't know you. It must be on your best behaviour with her.
Lucas.
Yeah. What are you going to buy with your vouchers?
Nothing.
You can get yourself lots of socks and boxer shorts.
You said
expensive.
You'd buy them off me. Straight away, and you already owe me 30 quid, that's 55.
I haven't got it. Because you didn't give me your money this morning, so I didn't bother going to the building society.
So you owe me 55 quid, what's that going to do with it?
Nothing. Can't give it you today, then.
Why not?
Just told you why not. I didn't go and get any.
Why?
Because you didn't give me your money to put in.
Well, why didn't you go? To get some out.
Because I was only going to get out what I was going to give to you to put in. You said you were putting it in.
I didn't say I was putting it in, you said that for me.
Come on, Ryan, shut up. Don't save anything. You're going to be in a mess in the summer when you want lots of money to spend.
Why not? I'm going to want lots of money to spend on.
Are you talking about that concert? And what are you and Rhiannon going to do for the whole of the summer when you finish in June?
No idea.
No, nothing.
Well, I'm going on holiday for 2 weeks. Well, probably three actually, because we're going with you, will we? Will we be going on holiday?
I really don't know.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't seem very bothered. I don't know.
Well, he never is he?
No. We'll see. I don't know.
Was he bothered last year?
I suppose he came. We'll see.
Will we still go?
I don't know yet. We'll have to see. We'll find anywhere cheap enough.
Or do you want to?
I don't know, really. I wanted to go in May, but we can't. It can be, apart from the fact it'd be a bit hotter, it'll be more busy. I don't like it when it's busy.
At all, in the middle of bloody June. There'll be no one
there.
It'll
be end of June before you finish. 22
yeah, end of June, yeah. Well, no one else is off then.
Well, there'll be no kids off, granted. But other countries go. We'll see. Start looking around beginning of June if your dad wants to be. I just noticed this morning coming past the, I think it was the Co-op or the one next door. A week in Ibiza, 26th of April, self-catering, £124. That's a day you go, that's a week you go, back to school, you.
I don't want to go to Ibiza again.
No, but that's dead cheap.
It's just such a touristy place, I don't want to go.
Everywhere's a touristy place.
I don't
want
to go to a touristy place.
Well, I can go without you.
Well, you're not. Will we still go? Dad don't want to go.
I don't know. Suppose.
Please.
Maybe.
Just me and you.
We'll see.
We're going to go.
No.
Why? I don't understand. Why not? That's not fair, Mum. That's taking from people for not giving back. That's ungrateful.
That's right.
Why not?
I'll say no. Anyway, she's no money.
I know, well, she couldn't anyway, but I mean, why not?
No, it doesn't matter why, if she can't.
No, go on, I want the reason. She might be able to if Mum and Dad pay for it. Go on.
I don't know, I'm not taking responsibility for you both.
Why?
I don't know, I'll have to share one room, perhaps. She might not like it.
Share one room with him?
All of us, if we got one room like we did in Ibiza,
what,
it was only one room.
A studio?
Some of the lots of them are like that.
Well, you don't have to get studios, you have a choice when you book it.
Yeah, but they're more money, aren't they?
Yeah, well, one in Canaries.
That was only meant for three, you couldn't go four in it.
No, it's meant for four.
Well, where would the other bed have gone?
Just on the other side. They would have moved those drawers and stuck one there, I think.
My God.
You know our apartments for three. People don't travel in threes.
Yeah, it was a couple and one kid.
So she can't?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
What? Oh, Christopher,
yeah,
please, shut
but
up
you'd,
about
you won't be taking responsibility for us at 16, you'd take responsibility for ourselves.
Then you can go on your own.
Well,
you
wouldn't let me, would
you?
You
get yourself a job.
You wouldn't let me go on my own.
If you were paying for it, I couldn't stop you, now you're 16.
You keep us such dirty looks, I probably wouldn't care.
Go get yourself a job and go.
So you won't mind?
I can't stop you now, you're 16.
I think you've got to be 18. You can stop me doing other things.
So cheers.
Let me end this day.
Oh, don't start that one again. I'm bored with that.
Can you stay when Jarvie's out?
We'll see, but I'm not promising, Chris. It also depends what your dad says.
Well, he's never here anyway, isn't he?
Well, we've got a separate spare room.
Wouldn't Jarvie know?
I don't know yet. I think it'll be by the end of the month.
Why don't you ask him?
He hasn't got to wait for the things to come. The bed and the car, and they haven't ordered a carpet yet.
So you've got to wait till they order a carpet?
Well, there's no use moving in until they've got a lounge carpet, because if they went, they'd just have to move everything to get it in.
Sorting that out, wouldn't
they? Never got the bed anyway. We don't know when that's coming.
Why?
They don't sleep on the floor, can they?
Kind of like it. When's the bed going to go get there?
We don't know.
Did they order it?
Mm.
From where?
Oh, one of those catalogues.
There's a rip-off in there.
No, they're not. They got a... Was it 30% discount for a stand by or something?
Oh, 30.
I think it was 30.
How much was the bed?
I think they said they were paying $199.
Where are they getting all the money from?
They're not getting it, it's all on credit.
Oh, that's bad news, isn't it?
As long as they can afford to pay it, they don't get too much. It's interest free credit, the fridge freeze.
Well, no, it's still bad news because we've got the mortgage and everything.
Well, they're both working, they'll have a good income every month now.
How much?
I don't know, I think they should clear 1,100 a month between them.
Clear what?
1,100.
No, in years, after.
I don't know how much they get.
Clear 1,100? What do you mean clear?
Well, after you've had your tax and insurance taken off, that's how much they should have between
what?
Them.
Between them? Not
at
each.
The end of a month.
That's only 12,000, 13,000 a year, that's crap. That's what Java gets.
I don't know.
It's double that, isn't it? Leslie gets more than Gerard, doesn't she?
She does now, she's got this new job.
Well, it's about twice that.
No, I don't know. Was Gerard on 10,000?
It was about 12, isn't it?
No, I don't think it
12
was.
12 or 13, yeah, because it used to be on 10 at the old place and it gets about 2,000 more.
Oh, was that? Yeah. Well, after you've taken tax and insurance off, you see, you've lost about 300, 350.
Yeah, under Conservatives, sir. If you'd been under Labour, you would have lost about 400. Didn't think of that, though, did you? Didn't think your own
but
son.
But the Conservatives, they're cutting down on the health service and everything else, and the schools.
So?
What are we going to do when there's no health service? They're going to get rid of it, you know, eventually.
No.
They are.
No.
That's the
way
it's going.
There'll still be a health service. But but people who can afford to pay for it will be made to, which I think is right. If you can afford to pay for it, then you should be made to.
But where do they draw the line at those who can afford to pay for it?
I don't know. That's up to you.
So I'd rather pay a set amount each month and have peace of mind. Thank you very much. Even if I've never had to use it much.
You've never even paid national insurance in your life, have you, Mum?
Your dad pays his share for me. It comes out of his wages. If I paid, it's just extra on top of all that, if I was paying anyway. Why? You asked me, so I told you. No point in arguing, you won't make a very good politician. Shut up, sod off.
Don't use that language!
I can't win this argument, so shut up.
I can bloody win it.
Pardon?
I can bloody win it.
That's enough.
Why shouldn't the village pay for it?
Because it's a service for
everyone.
As long as everybody gets
the
same level of care.
The only good thing about Labour is that they would have brought back student grants. If I ever do go to university, then I'll get lots of money.
And if Labour had got it, then your dad said he'd have probably got a rise.
Would he?
Yeah, thank you.
Fish. How much?
Labour would be more... give more to the public sector, don't they, than Conservatives.
What, you got a rise? Why
you might have done, he said. You probably would have done. The unions would have put in for a big one, probably. Mr. Major won't get married. Still wouldn't have affected me, so I don't.
Do you care? Do you want him to have more money?
I appreciate it.
So?
What did he say? Did he say BT had gone up 20p this morning?
This morning?
I think he said 20p.
When did he tell you that?
Overnight. He came home at lunch.
They went up 10 overnight to about what I paid for them.
Well, I think he said they'd gone up 20 when he came home. I'm not sure whether.
That's very nice. See? I love it.
How many have you got? 300?
380.
Did he say I've made £20? So that's 20p and taken 100.
What?
He said I'd made £20 overnight. That's, yeah, they've gone up 20p each because I've got 100.
Makes sense, I suppose.
So you've made £60 overnight?
No, I made 80. Nearly 80.
You're at 300.
380,
oh,
I just said.
Sorry.
Bye. I'm going to do my papers. Say goodbye. One.
Goodbye, children.
One, tape number 8.
My goodness. You've
what?
Done some to get all that.
I was only on number 5 this morning. It's got a load of rubbish on 5, 6 and 7. There's practically nothing on it, really. I just left it running.
Oh, I'm
doesn't matter. As long as I get just as soon as somebody's had to leave. Nothing on those tapes, by the way.
Well, she said she didn't expect to use all of them, didn't she?
Hello, commoner. Can I interview with a
no.
common
don't.
Socialist?
No.
No, you're so embarrassed about your socialist ideas. You don't want people knowing that you're such a socialist.
Oh, look at that.
Socialist person. You should always put meats and things that are going to drip at the bottom. Never ever
that's
put...
That's not meat.
Never ever put meats at the top.
I know you don't. They go on there.
You sure? Because you get disgusting, like, things dripping off them if you've got germs in them. That's very, very bad. It could kill.
Well, this fridge is either full or it's empty. There's no half measures, Ed. It's never just right.
No, it's either empty or it's full of crap, so usually it's empty for me. All the time.
Yeah. You put in what you want. Oh, sugar.
Oh, sugar. You tell it, Mum. You tell it, love.
Nobody else will.
No. Sad, isn't it?
Tastes
good. Tastes. Am I any good, son? What?
You want all my money.
No, but apart from that, my concern.
No.
Why not?
You take all my money, I'm just joking.
Sure.
Sure.
Am I?
No.
Why?
I'm essentially sorry.
What?
You're just into ego trips, making yourself
what?
I'm not playing you again. Stop saying what.
Well, am I a good son?
No.
Why not?
Yes, I suppose so.
Why?
What's a bad one, anyway?
I don't know. What's a good one? Me? Am I
no.
perfect?
You are not.
Mum, think...
Christopher, give up.
Think about it, Mum. You could have a son who is taking drugs, who is doing all sorts of in crime and joyriding.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No, I've got you. Conservative.
Yeah. Miles better for the good of the country, they're not good for you. Women shouldn't have the vote, you know. Women shouldn't get a vote. I think they should bring back just men having a vote. Women don't get a say as far as I'm concerned. That's a good idea, don't you think?
No, we're going to let's vote. No, women's stage, Alan.
Stage? It's my whole life. It's my whole. I've had that, have my views. So why do you think you should vote Labour?
Why not?
Go on, why?
Because they'll put more into education and schools.
Yeah, and take
and
it out.
And health service.
Yeah, but they haven't got enough money.
Take it off the
they
rich.
Haven't got enough money to do that.
Well, take it off the rich.
They have not. They have not got enough.
Well, they will do.
They haven't. Did you not read the article in the Telegraph which said
that?
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
which
I don't read
it. It said they're actually £9.4 billion behind.
Short.
Short, yes, because they forgot to take out the money which they could have, which would have come from privatisation, which they have no intention of doing. So they took that out. Are you not for privatisation?
Yes, if it gives a better service at the end of the day.
So you think it's better? But why vote Labour?
I just said because of the health service in schools.
Well, the health service could be privatised.
And they're more likely to give more money to us.
Why shouldn't the health service be privatised?
Because some people need a lot more treatment than others, and it's something
I know, but
you
cannot forecast. The actual people don't have to pay for it as such. It could be more that the government would actually pay for it, and then hospitals would fight for the actual things.
Yes, but what if they don't?
What if they don't what?
If they just make it totally private, where everybody has to pay.
But they're not
those
gonna.
Poor, unfortunate people.
They'd never do
people,
that. They'd never do that.
Would they not?
No.
That's a step in the right direction now.
Do you not think British Rail would be fine?
Oh, I've no idea. I'm sure it will now. It will now. No, I don't care. Why should I care? It won't make any difference to my life. These are cold.
Why not? Why didn't you vote Labour?
Because I didn't think they had a chance of getting in, so I thought I'd better give one to them.
What, getting into our seat?
No, well, and to the country as a whole.
What does it matter about it? The seat is what's important.
Well, yeah.
Did you actually find out about the figures for the seat?
No, I didn't.
Well, if you'd found out, then you might have found out that they weren't very far behind, so they could have caught up, and they could have gained a seat, so they could have gained a say in the government.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not wasted at all.
No.
Pathetic.
You are, Chris.
You just have all these views and you can no way to back up.
I'm the same as everybody else who's got views. What's the difference?
A Labour person would never actually buy shares.
Well, I wouldn't. It's you and your dad who bought the shares. I wouldn't.
You did?
I'd put. Yes, only because you didn't have to. I wouldn't dream of it otherwise. I'd stick my money in the building.
Why not?
Where I have a.
You make a lot more money though.
I haven't made it so far. Look at me. I'm living in luxury. I am. I've got lots of money to spend.
Compared to other people, maybe, yes. You're not grateful for what you got.
I haven't got much of anything yet.
Compared to a lot of other people, you've got a lot more.
Yes. Well, compared to a lot more, I've got a lot less.
Yeah, but you don't look at it like.
Yeah, well, that's the way you look at it. You're always going on about what you want.
You want to be the best and no one.
I don't want to be the best, I just want a reasonable amount.
You've got a reasonable amount, haven't you?
It depends what way you look at it.
You've always got enough for what you want, haven't you?
No, I'm big! I haven't got enough money for really good clothes and shoes that I'd like.
Why do you want really good clothes? Hey?
Why not?
To make you look good.
Why shouldn't I have decent clothes?
Really good clothes. What do you mean by really good clothes?
Expensive. Well, reasonably.
Talking about clothes from Next for Women.
No, I wouldn't go up there.
Why not?
Marks and Spencer's will do me.
Oh my god.
Instead of once every 3 months, I can have something every week.
You want something every week from Marks and Spencer's? That is so sad. I wouldn't go Marks and Spencer's, you'd pay me.
You'll have to, you're getting some vouchers tonight.
On the bright side, you got some vouchers tonight, you'll be able to go buy yourself something.
I can't buy myself anything, I've still got to pay for them.
You'll be able to buy yourself something still.
But there's nothing I want now.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find someone in Marks and Spencer's. Yeah, I've heard about a new trick, Mum, how to con money out of Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah.
Right, you go upstairs, pick up the most expensive article we've got. Then you go downstairs to customer relations department and you say, I bought this article yesterday. I'm afraid it doesn't fit. Unfortunately, I've lost the receipt. Will you still change it? And you say, yes, we will. Our Disney Studios teacher tells us about that. He says, it's been happening a lot because most of us don't ask for a receipt. You say, it's actually been happening. People have taken things from upstairs, gone downstairs and said they bought it before they got the money for it.
That's terrible.
Clever.
No, you don't.
No, no, I don't. That's Spencer's crap shop. I don't care if they go out of business. They're a rip-off anyway. They're so expensive, such crap clothes. They're so common. That was the word I was looking for. Common. That's my word of the week, I think. Common. Common. Does it not get you looking like everyone else?
I don't look like everyone else.
If you wear Marilyn Spencer's clothes, you look like everyone else.
That's perhaps an exaggeration.
You look like millions of other people.
I would like more money for a few more things.
That's a chance. You got your 500 quid bonus, why don't you want to spend that?
Because you've just been going on about going abroad. That's why.
Are we going to go?
Oh, Chris, don't start that again. I don't know yet.
How much money have you got in the bonus?
What's it got to do with you?
Well, how much?
800.
Ooh. Is that what you saved up this year?
Yes.
Saved it well, haven't you?
It's so safe.
Oh, we got 650, we give you some.
No, I won't.
I'm skin.
Your problem.
Do you think I'm skin?
I will be skin to be able to give you all my money.
Yeah, you'll feel better for it though.
No, I wouldn't.
You're getting in a mood now, aren't you?
Yep.
Why?
You're annoying me now.
Why?
You're just being silly.
So are we going to go on like that?
He's a client.
Are we going to go on like
that? Christopher, I don't know, and quite honestly, I don't care at
you
the moment.
You always bite me head off when I ask sensitive
questions. Too many other things.
Why don't we go next week?
It's too late now.
No, it's not.
No.
You got a week.
Won't be as warm yet, it's only April.
Like practically, look, we went next week, we're down 2 weeks earlier than last year, won't we? Or three?
Three, I think.
3 weeks. Yeah, if you go somewhere like Greece, then it's made up for it. No, if you go somewhere like
when I've seen things on the telly, you know, showing these travel things, it does look a prettier island. It does look quite a bit nicer island. The scenery.
Tenerife and Lanzarote, I know people have been
to. Do they have good beaches?